Hi there, welcome. This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 503. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Every day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read 1 Corinthians 3 from the Easy to Read version and chapters 4 and 5 from the New American Standard version. Let's begin. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Brothers and sisters, when I was there, I could not talk to you the way I talk to people who are led by the Spirit. I had to talk to you like ordinary people of the world. You were like babies in Christ. And the teaching I gave you was like milk, not solid food. I did this because you were not ready for solid food, and even now you are not ready. You are still not following the Spirit. You are jealous of each other, and you are always arguing with each other. This shows that you are still following your own selfish desires. You are acting like ordinary people of the world. One of you says, "I follow Paul," and someone else says, "I follow Apollos." When you say things like that, you are acting like people of the world. Is Apollos so important? Is Paul so important? We're only servants of God who helped you believe. Each one of us did the work God gave us to do. I planted the seed, and Apollos watered it. But God is the one who made the seed grow. So the one who plants is not important, and the one who waters is not important. Only God is important, because He is the one who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have the same purpose, and each one will be rewarded for his own work. We are workers together for God, and you are like a farm that belongs to God, and you are a house that belongs to God. Like an expert builder, I built a foundation of that house. I used the gift that God gave me to do this. Other people are building on that foundation, but everyone should be careful how they build. The foundation that has already been built is Jesus Christ, and no one can build any other foundation. People can build on that foundation using gold, silver, jewels, wood, grass, or straw. But the work that each person does will be clearly seen because the day will make it plain. That day will appear with fire, and the fire will test everyone's work. If the building they put on the foundation still stands, they will get their reward. But if their building is burned up, they will suffer loss. They will be saved, but it will be like someone escaping from a fire. You should know that you yourselves are God's temple. God's Spirit lives in you. If you destroy God's temple, God will destroy you, because God's temple is holy. You yourselves are God's temple. Don't fool yourselves. Whoever thinks they are wise in this world should become a fool. That's the only way they can be wise. I say this because the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As the Scriptures say, He catches those who think they are wise in their own clever traps. The Scriptures also say, "The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. He knows that their thoughts are worth nothing." So there is not a person on earth that any of you should be boasting about. Everything is yours. Paul, Apollos, Peter, the world, life, death, the present, and the future. All these are yours. And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Let a man regard us in this manner, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. But to me it is a very small thing that I may be examined by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even examine myself, for I am conscious of nothing against myself, yet I am not by this acquitted. But the one who examines me is the Lord. Therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts, and then each man's praise will come to him from God. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, so that in us you may learn not to exceed what is written, so that no one of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against the other. For who regards you as superior? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why did you boast as if you had not received it? You are already filled. You have already become rich. you have become kings without us. And indeed, I wish that you had become kings so that we also might reign with you. For I think God has exhibited us apostles last of all, as men condemned to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are prudent in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are without honor. To this present hour we are both hungry and thirsty, and are poorly clothed, and are roughly treated, and are homeless, and we toil, working with our own hands. When we are reviled, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure. When we are slandered, we try to conciliate. We have become as the scum of the world, the dregs of all things, even until now. I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Therefore I exhort you, be imitators of me. For this reason I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, and he will remind you of my ways which are in Christ, just as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some have become arrogant as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I shall find out, not the words of those who are arrogant, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power. What do you desire? Shall I come to you with a rod, or with love and a spirit of gentleness? 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It is actually reported that there is immorality among you, and immorality of such a kind as does not exist even among the Gentiles, that someone has his father's wife. You have become arrogant and have not mourned instead, so that the one who had done this deed would be removed from your midst. For I, on my part, though absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged him who has so committed this as though I were present. In the name of our Lord Jesus, when you are assembled, and I with you in spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus, I have decided to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough? Clean out the old leaven, so that you may be a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened. For Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with a leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote you in my letter not to associate with immoral people. I did not at all mean with the immoral people of this world, or with the covetous and swindlers, or with idolaters, for then you would have to go out of the world. But actually, I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother if he is an immoral person, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Do you not judge those who are within the church? But those who are outside, God judges. Remove the wicked man from among yourselves. May God bless the reading of His Word. In chapter 5, verses 9 through 13, Paul has an important message to the Corinthian church and to us today. He reminds the Corinthians of the letter he wrote earlier in which he told them not to associate with immoral people. Many, if not most believers, then and now, would be quick to say, I don't hang out with sinners, heaven forbid. I don't want to even be seen with them because I don't want to be thought of as one of them. I don't want them to think that I condone their sinful lifestyles. But wait, listen to Paul's clarification. He said, I did not at all mean don't hang out with the immoral people of this world, or with the covetous and swindlers, or with idolaters, for then you'd have to go out of the world. Wait, what? You mean it's okay to hang out with those types of people? Well, of course it is. How else are we going to share Jesus' message of life to people who so desperately need to hear it? And remember, Jesus was called a glutton and a drunkard in Matthew 11:19. So don't be concerned if people think you're one of the sinners. Just don't become one of them. So who are we not to hang out with then? Well, with the so-called believers who are immoral or covetous or idolaters or are verbally abusive or drunkards or cheats. Paul said, don't even eat with people like that. And then Paul said something else that many of us need to hear. He said, do you not judge those who are within the church? But those who are outside, God judges. Lots of people say today, don't judge me. Well, if they're supposedly believers, then we are to judge them if they're in a sinful situation. But if they're not believers, it is not for us to judge them. That so-called church known as Westboro Baptist Church that runs around saying God hates fags is wrong, wrong, wrong. They are in a state of sin, and they should be called out and even shunned at this point because they continue to do what is against Scripture, even though they've been shown the error in what they do. The same is true for any church or any believer that judges non-believers. You want to point a finger at someone? First, look at yourself. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I hope your week has gotten off to a great start. So far, it's been a good one for me, except for some computer issues. I have a total of about 8 external hard drives that I work with on a consistent basis, and one of them decided to die on me. Hey, it happens. So I'm in the process of dealing with that. And again, I'd like to give my thanks to my friendly editor and others who help support the show. Do you think the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is bringing value to your life? If so, won't you consider reciprocating by making a one-time or ongoing gift? I need your help. Go to support.lifespringmedia.com, please, and consider what you think would be an appropriate value-for-value donation. And remember that this is the last week to get a free PDF copy of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. That's a $19.99 value for free. How do you do it? Well, the print version just came out a short time ago, and to get the free PDF, just go to book.lifespringmedia.com and order the print version. There's a link there that'll take you directly to Amazon. Order the print version of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, and then email me a copy of your receipt. When you do that, I'll send you a link to download a free copy of the PDF. Again, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. And as an extra added bonus, if you want a free copy of my recording of the New Testament, write an honest review of the book once you've had it for a bit, and then send me a link to your review. To thank you for taking that extra step, I'll send you a link to download a free copy of my New Testament recording. Again, go to book.lifespringmedia.com. And also, it's important to remember that the free PDF offer ends this Saturday, July 16th, 2016 at midnight Pacific Daylight Time. So if you're anything like me, now's the time to order it. Do it while you're thinking about it, because I know with our busy lifestyles, we intend to do things and forget all about it once something else comes along. I appreciate your being here today. It's great to have you as a part of the LifeSpring family. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.